Right. Where to start with this one? We usually, I'm so used to speculating that to actually talk about something that's a fact seems almost pointless. No, but seriously, Fu, have you YouTubed the ass off this fella yet?
I've seen the clips. I think there's been a load of compilations doing the rounds on Twitter and stuff. So I've had a look at them, and I think that they're smart with their music, because you feel like an emotional attachment to the player when they have these like romantic songs playing over him, beating a man and crossing it in. So I'm fully on board with him. I think, you know, he looks absolutely brilliant going forward. I mean, again, these clips are very selective with what you see, and you know, the performances that it's kind of judged off of, mainly Europa League and things like that. So, you know, the fact that he can perform at that level and seems to have done well, you know, the other night against Wolves, seemed to handle Traore quite well, which is, you know, encouraging. And I think, you know, that everything you hear about him from all the different kind of different Greek outlets, as well as people over in the UK, it all seems really positive, especially the fact that, you know, he's developed so much over the last 18 months or so. And I think, you know, Klopp in his quotes for the signing and his kind of thoughts on it, he does mention that, you know, he's got a great mentality and he's got a dynamic that will fit really well with what we've already got in the squad. And I think that's really important at the moment, to find players that, you know, can come and bring their own thing, but also fit into that kind of winning culture. And, you know, him having won the league title in Greece helps with that. He knows what it feels like to win. And I think, you know, hopefully it's a smooth kind of bedding in process. And, you know, we may have to be patient, like we've seen with Robertson when he came in, for example, and, you know, it did take a few months for him to kind of get ahead, but he's lucky in that he has a player ahead of him already. And I don't think he's one that's going to come in and happily take being back up. I think the whole point of bringing in a player like him is to raise the competition level so that he can kind of keep Robertson on his toes, as well as, you know, I'm sure he's coming in fully believing that he can take that left back spot off him.